Hi, this is Kira on Warrior Pursuit, and I want to talk about being overweight or obese. It's a huge problem. Weight is a huge problem, not only in the United States, but also the world. 39% of adults 18 and up in the world are overweight or obese. And if you think that number is pretty large, in the United States, 70.7% of adults are overweight or obese, twice as much as the world. We're ranked 27th on the overweight and obese listings. The United States is. So living here is a pre-existing condition. You're conditionally, odds are you will be or are overweight or obese, not to mention race. Blacks are 1.5 times more likely to be overweight or obese than a white person. Native Americans and Hispanics also have a higher percentage chance of being that. As far as deaths, being overweight or obese makes you more likely to die of heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, kidney disease, and much more, all of which are in the top 10 causes of deaths here in the United States. So it's a problem, you know. Even how you were raised can make you more likely to be overweight or obese. Say if you were raised in the South, you might have customs of eating large dinners on Sundays. If you were raised Italian, pasta is pretty popular, as well as pizzas and really, really high carb intakes. Also, if you had working parents and you were raised home alone a lot, maybe you taught yourself how to cook a lot of unhealthy meals. But I am here to say today that a pre-existing condition does not equal a terminal sentence. You can change your eating habits. You can change your weight. You can change your workout plans. And it just starts with the little things. So a couple of things that you could change in your life right now. I just learned that you are supposed to take at least 10,000 steps every single day that you're living. It's easy to monitor it. On most smartphones, there's a health app that tells you how many steps you took. Or you can add an app onto your phone. Or if you're fancy, Fitbits are out there. They're real. And they can increase your activities as far as your body and your steps. Workout plans are easier than ever to get as well. I personally use Darebee.com, Darebee.com. It's a simple website. It's free. And it tells you thousands of workout plans, eating plans that you can utilize, workout plans that don't use any equipment or anything that you can do in the office or at home. Extremely convenient and simple to work. Also, you can start with cutting something off. Today is Lent, for those who, like me, believe. You can cut back on something. Personally, I'm cutting back on pastas and breads. And I encourage people to put more effort into yourself, into your living. Because this problem of being overweight, it affects all of us in some way or another. And with that, I'll just leave you with three things. One, be realistic. Don't start working out every day. Don't start running 5 miles every day because you'll quickly stop it. Two, I want you to educate yourself. Look up how much you're supposed to weigh. Knowledge is power, people. See how overweight you are. Maybe go see a trainer and just get a good basis on what you're supposed to do. Look up how much fruits and vegetables you're supposed to eat a day. I'm not going to tell you because then you won't listen to, you'll listen to this and you won't do anything to improve yourself. The last thing I want to say is don't give up. If you skip a day or you skip a week or you cheat and eat a pie, don't lose hope. Again, this is Kira with Warrior Pursuit, and I hope you have a great day.